It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mullet Cast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. My name is Evan Balmer.
What's up? It's Mike Marcia.
What's happening, Mike?
What's going on?
Not much. Today we're on location with Ming running the deck for us again out on the streets. We are at the Windmill, the new location that opened in Ursula Plaza. We're joined by the owner, Steve Levine. Steve, how are you?
Good morning. Doing great, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
And you guys can have lunch, I hope, before you go.
Otherwise,
you're not eating hot dogs. We don't have a meeting.
I took the day off, so I thought I'd work and eat dogs all day.
I got a shirt for you today. Put you to work.
All right. So, Steve, you're the co-owner of the Windmill with your sister, Rena Levy.
Yes.
The Windmill, follow them online on Facebook at The Windmill Hot Dogs and on Instagram at Windmill Hot Dogs.
Yes.
All right. So my understanding of the story is that the original Windmill location in Long Branch was built as the Windmill Drive-In, and it was purchased by your father. Is that right?
Right. The original opened in 63. My father and my uncle bought in 76.
Cool. How old were you when your father bought that location?
If I do the math, I was probably about 18, 20.
All right, cool. And why did your father buy it?
Well, my uncle was looking for something to do. He heard about the Windmill, came down the shore. I got Wednesday or Thursday night during a storm, and the place was packed.
Right.
And they bought it the next day.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Where did they live? Where were they coming from?
Well, North Jersey.
Right.
My parents are West Orange. My uncle, Jersey City area.
Gotcha.
They both grew up in the food business. They were with Howard Johnson's in the 50s.
Okay. So you grew up in the food business also, basically?
Peel and trip when I was 10 years old in the basement.
Were you really?
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. So what are your memories of the original Windmill at the time your father bought it?
I didn't have much to do with it. I was grew up in Long Island. We didn't come down to shore. I never heard of the shore.
Right.
We went to the mountains. We went to the Catskills every summer. Till I moved down here, then I came down to shore.
Right.
And tell you, I didn't like the hot dogs at first. I grew up on New York dirty water hot dogs.
That's right.
Yeah.
I had a hot dog here. I didn't like it, but now, forget about it.
Right.
I have a hot dog every day.
Yeah. So what year did you get involved in the Windmill, and what were you doing like leading up to that point?
In 92, I came down to shore. I moved down permanently. And before that, I had a windmill in Linden, New Jersey that I ran for a while. Then we sold the property. And then I had a gas station, a car wash in Newark. And in the middle of that, I had a go-go bar in Newark.
That's pretty cool.
It was. It was fun. But when I had kids, I had to get out.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you moved down here, 92. What was your role at that? Was there only one location around here?
No, there were several locations. There was Belmar, which was our second store. Okay. Ocean Township, which was our first franchise. North Long Branch.
Right.
And I came down. I was a counter guy.
Were you?
Yeah, they put me to work, go behind the counter, and that was it. And now we had Freehold also. Eventually, I wound up taking over Freehold, and that was my stop. And I had a lot of fun over there. We did a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So you've been basically day-to-day since that point?
I think I took a vacation once.
Yeah. That's cool. And what's your sister do? What's her role in things?
My sister takes care of the back office.
All right.
She does the advertising, the corporate stuff, franchising, and the key, the best thing, advertising. You got to keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So has the menu changed much from when you first got into it?
Very little.
Very little.
We keep to our core menu. We've added veggie burgers, which is my sister's idea. Impossible burger, which is from my sister.
Okay.
We have a Reuben sandwich, which I had one in New York, Reuben hot dog, and I fell in love with it. Next day I had it on the menu.
Oh, really?
And Boss burger, which every guy has as a boss something on the menu. So we have a boss burger, we have a little pork roll and onions to a hamburger. But the core menu is what we have. We don't want to deviate because we don't need a lot of extra supply. So
if it's not broke, why fix it? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So what's the has the hot dog always been the same since you purchased the your father purchased it?
We originally bought hot dogs through Schickhouse.
Okay.
And the Wurstmeister, that's the word for you today.
Okay.
Who was the hot dog maker, moved to Soubrette. We followed him some 30 years ago when he moved with the recipe.
Wow.
So for over 30 years, we've been with Soubrette, which is Marathon Soubrette.
So who's that guy? The Wurstmeister. Do you know his
Herbie.
Name? Herbie
retired about 10 years ago.
Did he really?
Yeah, I haven't seen him since.
Did he used to be, was he from around this area?
No, he was a North Jersey guy.
Okay.
And the plant was in the Bronx.
Really? And then, so you basically followed him to Soubrette, and Soubrette's still your supplier.
Yep, same recipe, same, you know, change of packaging. We added retail dogs. Somebody wants to take a two-pound pack home, we ship all over the country.
Right.
I was just looking at that before. I'm going to grab some on the way out today.
Yeah, I want to say I've seen your dogs. Definitely at like Wegmans, places like that, I think.
Food Town, ShopRite, supermarkets. Right. It's I've heard somebody call me up, I'm in Connecticut. You got hot dogs here. I'm saying, okay, good. Or Pennsylvania, right. You'll pop in.
Right.
Depends on the individual store. You know, if the butcher wants it, he takes it in. People love it.
Right. So is that a big part of your business?
No, it's just a fun part.
Is it?
Fun part.
Bragging rights.
Right.
Yeah.
That is
some exposure
cool.
in other states.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
So it is interesting because obviously you're a lot more than a restaurant. You're definitely like a landmark, you know, in Long Branch. Like, and one of the reasons we're here to talk about that too is like everyone has some memorable experience. So what's that role like? Like, you're more than operating just a restaurant. You're sort of like,
we're history.
Right. You're like this lifestyle.
We did ten summers at the Stone Pony Summer Stage Windmill.
Did you?
Yeah, so we're part of the Stone Pony, actually the revival of the area, because when we were there, it was very, very little going on.
Right.
Stone Pony, very little going on in Asbury. We went there. We had fun. We didn't make a lot of money, but it was it was a fun event. You know, as time went on, we moved on. They moved on.
Right.
It's naturally, everybody locally has Springsteen stories.
Right.
Yeah.
When Springsteen was touring on a school bus, they used to stop and get hot dogs to put in the refrigerator on the bus.
Did they really?
Not the tour bus, the school bus, an old bus. couple of shows. He doesn't mention a lot of people.
Right.
But there's several times that he's mentioned Windmill on stage because of what we do. We were, like, the last time was like 2002, his last Christmas show at Asbury Park.
Right.
We were at the green room. So he fed his mother, Bon Jovi's mother. Danny DeVito, Bon Jovi, Bruce, everybody.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
And during the show, he thanked the Windmill for being there.
Did he really? That's cool.
Yeah. And my nephew, who's a Bruce fan or fanatic, he got to wear the snowman outfit on stage.
No way.
Yeah.
That's really
somebody
cool.
Somebody said, what can we do for you? I said, see him? I want him on stage. And they said, no problem.
Right.
So they took him, dressed him as a snowman. He was on stage dancing next to Bruce.
That's
really cool.
Yeah.
Bruce hasn't forgotten this because he mentioned it to my nephew.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Long ago, the kid that took his hat off on stage. So somebody pulled his costume hat off.
Right.
While he's on stage next to Bruce. And years later, Bruce, they were in the same area. Bruce mentioned it to him.
Right.
Not, you know, or you're the guy that took your hat off.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So I've heard that celebrity, like bands, would leave the pony and go straight to the windmill.
Oh, tour buses pull up. Weddings pull up.
Right.
We have brides in their bridal gowns coming from the TV before the wedding, after the wedding.
Right.
Tour buses. It's Wendy Williams from Ocean Township.
Right.
She talks about every now and then it pops up. Her mushrooms, her favorite is mushrooms.
Oh, really?
And after the prom, whenever her prom was in Ocean Township, she came to the windmill which is a, cool. It's still a big thing.
Right.
You know, after prompt to come to the windmill. We're the place. This area.
Right.
Areas have places. We are the place. We're the history.
Right. I think Aaron mentioned, your son Aaron, had also mentioned that Bruce probably played Trade Winds once and then popped in, and maybe there's some like old security cam footage of him cooking, like at the location.
Well, actually, he was at the Stone Pony for his annual show for his son's school's fundraiser.
Right.
I don't know why that school needed a fundraiser, but once a year he'd have a thing at the Pony, a private party only for parents and invitees of the school.
Right.
And he would come over, and he came by and he went in the back and flipped some hot dogs for a few minutes. His wife Patty did also.
Oh, did that?
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
We had a thing about leaving people alone.
Right.
So we never posted the footage. There was no Facebook back there to post it to.
Right.
And then the other times we'd come in, he'd always somehow manage to stand behind a column.
Right.
Where you really didn't get to see him.
He knew.
It's like years of experience and practice, right?
Yeah, he would hide and he wouldn't talk and he would come in and eat. He hasn't been there a while. That doesn't eat hot dogs as far as I know anymore.
Right.
But he used to be a regular, and he used to come in with his crew. Sean Penn was with him one night.
Right.
Max Weinberg naturally eats all the time.
Sure.
Little Steven still comes in, loves the hot dogs.
That's cool. So what's the downside of being a landmark? Because you're also like a late night, you know, so I'm sure a lot of absurd things have happened at the windmill over the years.
Oh, a lot. Anything you could think of happened. It's happened. It's still happening. It's just that we're in different clothes now. Same attitude.
Yeah.
Getting drunk. You know, usually the girl starts to fight and some guy steps in and then there's an argument.
Right.
these days I see more drunk young ladies than men.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what the thing is, but my, you know, having a crew to tolerate them is tricky.
Right.
I have a great crew. You know, some people would say, what? But I have a great crew. To be out there till 3 o'clock in the morning and tolerate people coming in like that is pretty tough.
That's
on
late.
There.
Totally. It's
so
a rough.
What locations are open that late?
Belmar, West End, and Red Bank.
Right.
So where the bars are.
With a bar.
Yeah, right. Strategically.
So is that what's the percentage of your business like late night versus all day?
Well, it's during the summer, open every night till 3. Right now, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we do a good portion. I don't have a percentage, but we do a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's great at night. The business is great.
Right. That's cool. And what goes into opening a new location? Like now we're in, you moved from down the road. What's it like? Is it easy now because of the name recognition, or does this, a lot still go into opening a new location?
Well, no, this was an easy one.
Right.
It's a new design, which I didn't like at first. My son Aaron was involved with it, and I told him he's messing up my thing. Just leave me alone. Give me two whiskey barrels and a 2x4, and I got a counter.
Right.
So between him and the designer and my sister, they came up with this new theme, and I like it. People love it.
Yeah.
Looks good. Yeah.
The only thing I picked out was the two sides, one windmill, and now what I insisted they be here.
Right.
And I typed in online windmill fan.
Right.
And that came up.
I just noticed that. That looks really cool. Awesome. Yeah, so there's a big windmill ceiling fan above us.
People love that fan.
Looks sweet.
So what's the history with the two pictures that we have? Let's start with the one behind us.
Okay, the one behind us was made by Rain Shine in Bradley Beach well over 30 years ago.
Okay.
That was an original logo that went on the building in North Long Branch. And over the years, we changed the logos around. We covered it up. So we were moving. We uncovered it. We saved it. I actually have two more waiting for the next two locations to mount on a wall someplace in our backyard.
Right.
And the one in front of us was done by Melinda, who's a local artist, 15 years ago.
Wow.
So we actually had to cut the wall apart. That's the actual wall.
It's a piece of wall.
It's the wall.
Oh, you took the wall off.
I took the wall off. Oh, yeah.
You weren't leaving without it then.
No. Yeah. We hung that back up. And people recognized it.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
That's great.
My third, fourth generation of people coming in. Yeah. You know, I come with my grandchildren. I came with my great-grandchildren.
Right.
But when I was a baby, my parents used to bring me here. Now I'm bringing my babies here.
Right. Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, for me, that was like kind of my introduction to my kids. Like, I did a lot of stuff with my daughter on weekends, and you know, you're looking for something special or memorable to do. So I was like, I got a cool place. We'll go out to lunch. You know, we sat up up top on the windmill outside, and you know, that was really cool. So now it's like, you know, always something when she thinks of something special to do with that. It's like,
go to the windmill. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
And if Monmouth, the stories from Monmouth. We had a guy call us up several years ago and said, "I'm a big lawyer in California, and I want to let you know I'm the guy that stole your sign." And I have it hanging in my office. I don't know what sign, where he stole it.
Right.
But it, like 20 years later, he admitted to stealing
it. Finally came clean.
He was keeping him up at night.
Yeah, totally. That's really awesome.
So what's the secret with the hot dogs, if you could reveal it to anybody listening? Because they're the best. They're really good. So what do you guys do differently than most other places?
Well, we cook them slow.
Right.
We turn them often, and they're crispy when you bite into them.
Right.
So a lot of guys are afraid to cook the hot dogs well done because they might waste them.
Mm-hmm.
I have guys that come in and say, if the hot dog's not burnt,
right,
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Right. And what do you got left over from yesterday?
Right.
Some guys just like all shriveled up and no meat in it. So we cook it well done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like you do it on your barbecue at home.
Right.
And when you bite into it, people say it's hot. I said, yeah, it's a hot dog.
Right.
You know, you get a hot dog, you get them warm. You don't really get hot dogs hot from anybody.
Yeah.
Same thing with the fries. We don't put them under a light. The fries come out of the basket into a plate.
Right.
And onto your tray.
Right.
And we use the best cheese whiz you can buy to make the cheese fries.
Yeah.
And
cheese fries are phenomenal.
My mouth's watering.
I know, me too. So I'm looking at the dogs.
Haven't taken your eyes, by the
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm still staring at the dogs.
Staring, yeah. Totally.
Now, I'm always fascinated because when I walk in, there's always dogs on the grill. So I was curious about the science of like how long, like what's the average time a dog would be on the grill? Like how long does it cook?
Probably about an hour before we serve, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
They load the grill up at 10 o'clock and they keep it full up until about 10:30. Till it's about half an hour before closing, then they back off.
You keep cycling it all day long, basically.
Every 10, 15 minutes, they got to be turned and rotated.
Right.
How many dogs a day do you think you go through in the summer?
Not enough.
Yeah.
Always go through more?
The only number that I really keep a brag about is about 3 years ago on the boardwalk for 4th of July, we did 1,000 hot dogs.
Did you really?
Wow.
That's cool.
And that's work.
And so in terms of like cooking hot dogs, like how much time have you put in this in your life? Like, are you like an expert on, like, cause I'm curious, some places, like if you go into a gas station, right?
Yeah.
You see those like rotisserie ones where it constantly rolls the dog. Obviously you're not a fan of that because you have people hand turning your dogs. Like what's the difference between that method?
Well, our hot dogs don't work on a roller. You better bring him a hot dog.
Should we bring the camera to the grill?
Yeah, maybe like after we wrap up, can we go over to the grill and like
get a little Megan?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Megan.
Hi.
What's up, Megan?
She knows to turn the hot dogs.
So I just noticed she turned about like, I don't know, 5 to 7 dogs at a time.
Yes,
is that right?
She's good. Yeah. New people do 1 or 2 at a time,
right?
But Megan's good. She can do 5, 7.
That would be me. Oh, look at that. That's a sweet flip.
And the idea is not to break them because if you don't go high enough,
right,
you catch the corner and you break them.
Right.
And that's my lunch.
So no cracks.
We want the hot dog to crack as it cooks.
Yeah.
But we don't want to break it.
Right.
A lot of people, some people will take it on a chili dog. Some people say, I don't want a broken hot dog.
Right. So how many dogs do you eat a day?
Less than one.
Yeah.
I look for the broken one. And I get the big piece of the broken one.
It's funny. It's like I love the hot dogs and I love the cheese fries and everything. But your like secret weapon is your cheeseburgers are phenomenal. Like also, what's the story with your cheeseburgers?
Well, we get fresh hamburgers.
Right.
They're made locally. Never frozen.
Right.
And we have a special grill to cook them on. We cook them on charcoal.
Okay.
Most of the time, you're going to go someplace, you're going to get a grill, hot dog and a flat grill.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So if you like that, I love it. I go to a place up in North Jersey that's got the greasiest hamburgers, and I love it.
Right.
But ours are charcoal broiled, and the way we cook them, as the fat burns off, it hits the rocks in there, and the flavor comes back up.
Yeah.
The smoke comes back into the burger.
Right.
And gives it an extra flavor.
Yeah.
And you want it rare? You want it medium, you want it well done, you want it burnt, you want it raw.
Right.
You tell us, we make it.
Right. Yeah, your those are the two things I noticed about your burgers. The flavor of the charcoal is definitely a huge difference. They're phenomenal. And then something about the cheese is so, like, perfectly melted.
It's perfectly melted,
on
yeah,
there.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Like,
the right combination, the right size of the burger, the right kind of cheese.
Right.
And it's on the charcoal.
Right.
All right, we're not afraid to cook, you know. It's even when we're busy. Cheese got to be melted.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you go to White Castle, which I like White Castle, or you go to Burger King, they give you the burger, they take the piece of cheese, put the roll on top, and hand
right.
it to you.
Right. Yeah.
There's no melting of the cheese.
No.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
And there's pork roll on the menu, too, right?
For the Boss Burger.
That's right. It's National Pork Roll Day today.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it pork roll or Taylor ham?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a tough call.
What is it to you?
Pork roll.
Pork roll.
I think it's pork roll.
Pork roll. Pork roll.
We don't have the Taylor Ham brand.
Yeah.
So we got to say pork roll.
That's pretty funny. So what's your family's obviously very entrepreneurial, like between, you know, your father going out buying the windmill originally, you and your sister operating franchises, your son runs his own business, your daughter runs a bakery.
Well, my son's very successful. He started out 10 years ago hustling on the street trying to build a business.
Right.
Now he has, he's the hottest thing in town for insurance, commercial, residential.
Right.
He's been through two major storms, Irene and Sandy.
Right.
So he's trained by fire how to deal with damage.
Right.
Not many people get that much training in a short time
right.
two major storms. And my daughter has a bakery dessert shop in Freehold, Taste the Cakes and Ice Cream, where she makes custom cakes.
Right.
And refuses to bake a cake and freeze it and then fix it up later. Most bakeries make blanks and then they decorate it when they need it. She doesn't do that.
Right. So where do you think that came from in your family that everyone became, you know, entrepreneurs and started businesses?
Well, they all started at the windmill. Aaron started at the windmill. He didn't last very long. He got smart. My sister's son came to the windmill for a while. He got smart. He got out. And the others were smart enough not to get started.
Right.
But my daughter wanted to be a baker.
Okay.
So she went to work as a baker, and then she wanted her own shop. So we opened up a little dessert shop. Now my wife became a chocolatier.
Did she?
Yeah, in the shop. So now they have custom chocolates, custom cakes.
Cool.
I mean,
really good hot chocolate on the sticks.
Oh,
those are really good.
We had those.
Yeah, those are really good.
That's right.
My son loved it.
They have a hot chocolate on a stick, which is a marshmallow in there.
Yeah.
So all you do is add hot milk.
Right.
Aaron gave them out last year for Christmas in a mug.
Yeah.
Yes, we got some.
Yeah, okay. they were so good.
You can have them anytime you want. And she, all cake pops and all
right.
kinds of things. And my daughter teaches decorating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a woman came in one day and she said, oh, my daughter wants a shop like this. And it's one of her dreams. She wants to bake cakes. I said, okay, you know, have a call my daughter. I said, don't call, text, because they're not going to call.
Right.
They're both at that. I said, how old's your daughter? She says, 12. I said, okay, great. I said,
start me out.
What does she want to do? She said she loves to bake her own cake. I said, she can't bake her own cake, but Amy will let her decorate her cake.
Oh, that's cool.
She came in, and she walked out with a unicorn, three-tier unicorn cake, fully
amazing.
Decorated, that
right.
the young lady at 12 years old decorated by my daughter. Got a lot of patience for everybody but me.
Right.
And a mother.
That's right. I find most kids and parents are the same.
I think that's
right?
standard. Yeah. You're not alone.
Sometimes the parents are the same. Like,
yeah.
You know, my dad gets along with everybody and it's like, you know, give me a hard time. That's funny. So what are your, what's your plan moving forward? Do you like to concentrate more on, do you want to open more of your own locations?
Well, right now we're working on the Freehold location closed. We had a franchisee.
Mm-hmm.
We felt it best that we close them up because
right.
of the way things were going. And now we're trying to move my daughter there. My daughter's shop was in Freehold, and we like to move her into the windmill. So they'll have a windmill and a dessert shop in the same place.
That's cool. Hybrid.
Right.
Yeah, they'll have more location. They do birthday parties, but she has a small shop, so 20 is the maximum.
Right.
Now she'll be able to do unlimited size parties, and they do cake decorating and wine and paint and
that's cool.
Cupcake parties.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what's the process like if someone wanted to open their own windmill franchise?
Well, they come to me, they come to my sister, tell us what their ideas are.
Right.
We tell them, you know, what the cost is.
Are you?
Right. And what is the average cost to get one rolling?
Well, this one was an easy one because it was a restaurant. So we had the hoods and we had everything here.
Right.
You start from scratch, it could be $300,000.
Right.
But this one had a lot of stuff in it. See, and this guy walking in the door, he's been eating at the windmill. How long you been eating at the windmill, sir? You're walking in the wrong way. how long you been eating in the windmill, sir?
34 years.
There you go.
When did your son start eating at the windmill?
When did what?
Your son start eating at the windmill.
Which one?
I only know Toby. He works with Aaron. Toby's in insurance also.
Okay.
That's cool.
When did the grandkids start eating at the windmill? Last week when they were born.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I've probably been coming to the windmill for like over 30 years. You know? Yeah, it's like Mike's not even 30. Like.
Yeah, seriously.
He comes every Friday with his crew from the Lions Club.
Oh, that's cool.
About anywhere from 2 to 7 of them every Friday.
That's awesome.
Somebody comes in early, reserves the big table, picks up all the pickles.
Tell the story a little bit.
That's he's sweet. Here to tell the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to gather.
It's not Friday?
No. Tomorrow.
Why are you here?
So we're going to definitely. He's here on an off day. So we'll definitely catch some of those windmill stories and maybe we'll go cook a little bit. Ming, you want to hop on and talk about the windmill at all?
Sure.
All right, I'll pop out of my seat, let you hop in there.
Ming's the local foodie.
Hey, everybody. So I've been living in the Shore. I moved here in 2002. So what is it? So 17 years. So I didn't grow up here, but you can't not live here and not eat at the windmill. I like to be out late at night. Maybe frequent some of the bars around here.
You get that smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta cut off you off a second because I go see somebody. I walk into a place and there's a person 30-ish, you know, 30 somethings, and they see windmill. So you're from windmill. They give me this smile, you know, and they say, "Oh." You go to the windmill late at night, and they say, "Yeah,
yeah."
Like, there's something sinister in that fact that they're, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, they're drunk eating at the windmill.
Yeah,
nothing sinister. It's natural. It's a natural habitat.
It's a smile I get when you know they you say you go to late night, and you get a little, you know,
that smirk. Yes, yeah. that sly smile. But
immediately no.
Yeah, at the end of the night, it's a happy thing. Your friend, you know, whatever friends are still around, if they're still their constitution is as good as yours, like, hey, let's go over to the windmill.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's, you know, it's many many great nights have ended at the windmill.
Thank you.
Many great nights have ended at the windmill.
That's awesome.
I remember most of them. And the other one down in Long Branch with the, you know, the iconic,
the original one,
yeah, the original one in Belmar.
Belmar's got lots of stories over the years with, you know, I watch sometimes somebody come and say, you know, this happened to me last night, and I watched the video and I say, oh, by the way, you weren't sitting where you told me you were sitting, you weren't with who you said you were with. And I said, I wasn't. And I said, no, you weren't.
In their head, they were. Yeah.
And you mentioned that the hot dogs, they're served hot, which is how they should be served. I think one woman maybe thought it was maybe a little too hot. She may have had a couple drinks. It may have been 3 a.m. on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
It was raining kind of like it is today. And she sticks the hot dog out the window. And it's raining on it, but I guess she wanted to cool it down. And
okay, that's a new story.
I guess it worked as another satisfied customer. But I'd never seen anyone stick a hot dog. Like, you know, she was still half inside, but she stuck it out the door so it would cool off a little bit. So, but I like my hot dogs hot.
Yeah,
so I will not be doing that.
Yep.
And I think that's pretty rare where people stick their hot dogs out the window for them to cool down.
It is. That's a new one. And then the people come in, they take hot dogs outside to the car for the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
For the pets.
Yep. Yeah, well, how do you like yours? What do you put on it?
Well done. I like chili on top, actually.
Chili?
Yeah. I'm a big chili guy, and the hot dog on top with the chili is the perfect mix.
No chili cheese, just chili?
Just chili, yeah. Cheese for the fries.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we're having for lunch.
Yeah.
You ever tried the chili cheese fries?
I've had the chili cheese fries, yeah.
Whoa, that's
They're
a
so
meal.
Good. I'm telling you right now, my mouth's watering.
That's the thing they have in the winter when you want to go out in the snow without clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chili cheese fries.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
No.
And, when I moved here, from the Michigan area. So in Michigan, the hot dogs are, you know, standard, I don't know, 8 to a pound or whatever.
Right.
They're small. These are real. These are legit. When I came here, I was like, whoa, these
that's
are
a hot dog.
This now, is a hot dog.
Do they throw them in water or do they?
In Michigan, yeah, they don't grill. They don't grill in Michigan. I call that the lazy way. Just throw them in water.
Everybody has different ways. There's guys around Jersey who got the history, but they don't cook them like us. But we're the thing. Down here, we're it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and since you have so many toppings, and since the dogs are so big, I'll go half and half. I'll throw sauerkraut, mustard on half of it. I'll go relish and hot peppers and some onions on the other.
You actually asked for the hot dog with two rolls.
Oh, I didn't know that. Pro tip, everybody.
Okay, which they charge you extra for the rolls.
Yeah, oh, sure. I'll gladly pay for it. Yeah.
But it's this way you can break it up and have two rolls. But I changed. I mean, I just don't. The only thing you can't talk about is adults using ketchup on hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. That's a sin, everybody.
You can't talk about it. You can't tell anybody you do it. But the kids love the ketchup on hot dogs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll let the kids get away with it. They don't know any better.
I'll out of it eventually.
I do it sometimes, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
I do.
Man.
I do both, though, on top.
Okay.
Yeah. I get made fun of. Yeah. You do, too?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Kids have ketchup.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, and Mike and I have kids. My kids are 14 and 11 now, but they grew up on these hot dogs.
It's very nice.
We go to church in Red Bank, and it's right down the street.
Yeah.
And that's where we would go after Mass. So, yeah, so thanks.
Well, thanks for coming to the windmill.
Yeah, absolutely. So, thank you.
Awesome. I was thinking, do I hop out? You want to sit and then get some stories going?
Yeah, let's bring Joel in. You want to just pull? You can pull over.
Now, you
want to
sit for a while?
Yeah. All right, we're going to pull Joel in. We're going to start gathering some windmill experience stories.
You got to advertise for the Lions Club?
You can slide your chair over.
Yeah, well, why not?
Can you sit up that high? You're falling off?
You know, I'm getting on in age.
What's going on, Joel? How are you?
Getting. You want a soda or something? A beer?
I'm fine, thank you. It's a little early for me to get up.
What time do you usually roll into the windmill?
We usually roll in at 11:45.
All right, cool. So
for 34
year. 34 years.
Usually?
Usually. Well, all right.
One of the guys is here quarter at 22 to reserve the table. And
really?
They get the pickles.
Right there, that table?
Yes. You come here tomorrow at 11:30, he'll be sitting here by himself, holding three tables, seven seats.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The bigger place, it didn't really matter, but we got the same grief.
Good.
Yes,
right,
I gotta give them grief.
Yeah, yeah. So, what started? Why'd you originally? Do you remember the first time you came 34 years ago?
What's, I do. What 1984.
Set it off? Yeah.
It was interesting because I was in the lumber business,
right?
And not only is he my neighbor, but he was my good customer. In Long Branch, I used to visit with him on Friday because I'd work close by,
right?
And he said, so one day I said, "Let's go to lunch." He says, "Where?" And I said, "I heard about this place that's got these big fans spinning around." He says, "Well, I don't want to go there because there's no place to sit." "Well, they have other places. There's one at the end of Joe Line Avenue." I said, "Okay, let's go see that."
Here you go.
Boom, that's right. Where we went. We went there on a Friday in 1984, and I don't think we missed probably over the 34 years.
Watch the wires.
Right.
5 years. Five times, I mean.
Really?
That's how... I mean, we travel from far away to get here on Friday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
From Eatontown?
No, I mean, I'm on the road.
That's
I'm
right.
on the road.
Right.
And, so it was like, you know, I'd make sure I'd be back here in time.
That's cool.
An important thing with him and his crew run the Eatontown Soup Kitchen.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
I do. I run the, well, it's the food
pantry.
Right.
And thank you.
Where's that?
What's your name again, Steve?
They do a great job.
But he helps us occasionally with donations. And
right.
And we always need more because our freezers are always running low. So if anybody has anything, they can contact me.
Right.
Or the food pantry in Eatontown.
That's cool.
Yeah, we work on a shoestring. Our collections are done with little bottles for coins and pennies.
Right.
At different restaurants and various places. And that's the way we make our money.
Right.
And from that, we buy from the main food bank in Neptune.
Okay.
Well, Phil, which my sister's on the board of directors.
Right. Yeah, Fulfill does a great job.
But they're the grassroots. They're down to earth, right, dealing with the people, scrounging around.
I've been doing it for 25 years.
Wow. So are you amazed by, like, how many people come in on average to eat at your location?
Well, what we did most recently is we used to restrict the people to living in Eatontown.
Right.
And what we have done now is we've opened it up to everybody. So, for instance, we're in the organization there that's CVR, which is the Center for Vocational Rehabilitation.
Right.
We're in, there were a tenant of theirs, Fred Free, and now we're starting to service their own people, the people that they help out, and
right,
they train them for bigger and better
jobs. Thanks for coming in.
Yep, bro. Thank you.
But, we're a well-honed machine.
Right. Sounds like it. So when you come into the windmill, do you eat the same thing every time, or do you mix it up?
Well, there's not much choice when we're looking for hot dogs.
And onion rings.
So you go with hot dog and onion rings?
I mean, I can't believe that I'm living around the country in my life, my business life, that I've ever had a hot dog like this one.
Right.
And that's what brings us back.
That's cool.
But they're,
that's what you came to see me.
And if he wasn't here, we would come here more often.
That's right.
And then when the other store was closed, I used to have to drive to Ocean Grove.
Right.
That was interesting. When they shut down Joline Avenue in preparation to moving here,
right,
we went to, first we went to Belmar, and then we found that was kind of far. Then we also located the one in Neptune,
right,
which we went to. We kept going every Friday.
Yeah.
So we would meet at my house, drive down there in a group.
Right.
Have our hot dog and come back.
That's cool.
But we never missed a date. We used to catch him picking up the checks.
Yeah. You ever pop in not on a Friday?
No.
No, that's it.
Well, he has other rounds. You find him Tuesday here, Wednesday there, Thursday there.
We have to go to Amy's.
They have a routine where they meet.
Do you really?
It's actually become, if you don't show up, you get a black mark.
Right.
It's been amazing all these years. Excuse me.
Right. So that is cool. So, I mean, Steve, you must hear, people become part of your lives, like when you own a place like this, right?
Well, I've been doing it for 30 years. Okay. And it's my whole, I live in Howell.
Okay.
I know one neighbor,
right,
and I know maybe three people in Howell,
right,
that I met through at the windmill in Long Branch.
Right.
But my everything here is, and I'm on the first date squad at Monmouth Beach.
Are you?
Yeah, when I first moved down, I was in Monmouth Beach. Then when I moved, I stayed on the squad.
Uh-huh.
So everything I do is around this
around
area.
Here. Right. So what does it mean to you to have guys like this coming in every
annoying
week?
Annoying.
Well, it means really nothing because he didn't take care of us at all.
Nah.
While we showed our allegiance while he was closed.
Right.
And he was closed for an appreciable amount of time.
Right.
And he said, I said, you should at least do something for us. We, we're following you. We're going to your...
Every time he says that, I give him a coupon for a hot dog.
Right.
He knows
notice,
that.
Right. You notice what he said? A Cooper.
That's right.
I gave you two last time.
I think so, yeah.
Did you share? You kept them both.
No, I kept them both.
No, I mean, that says a lot. Like, they could have gone somewhere else nearby on those Fridays while you're relocating, but they found another windmill location.
They're not allowed.
We passed two of those little pushcart trucks on our way here.
Oh, really?
And why don't we stop it? No.
Yeah.
You can't break tradition. And that's what it is now. It is a tradition.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
It reminds you, do any like windmill carts or anything like that?
I do. Right now, I was at convention hall maybe six times this winter for shows. The last show I did was Little Steven and his big show.
Right.
They don't have a food vendor inside, and they call me up, and I go in and I do hot dogs.
That's cool.
Next to the bar. So I did about six shows this season.
Right.
So I don't really have a cart because our hot dogs take too long to cook.
Right.
I do some outdoor catering. We did the marathon. We started the marathon 20-some-odd years ago. We've been the vendor there ever since.
Right.
And the Father's Day car show. We skipped 2 years, but we're back to Father's Day car show in Long Branch.
Right.
4th of July, we'll be on the boardwalk for the 20-something year if I turn my paperwork in. It's in the car, son. They know. I tell them I'm coming. They say, okay. And I turn my paperwork in like two months late.
I'm pretty sure I thought it was a caddy ambulance from back in the day. What happened to that?
I actually got... No, the brakes went on a limo.
It's still rolling. Way over a hill.
Yeah. You know what happened? First, this brake story.
Right.
I had a limo. We had a Wimmo limo.
Okay.
At that time, we used to go out. I had Wimmo girls.
Right.
And me and a guy that used to work for me, we used to go out to the bars at night with the girls.
Right.
All with the little T-shirts on.
Uh-huh.
So I donated the limo. And I said to the guy, I'm going to have it towed. He said, no, I'll drive it. And he drove it into left my house. And drove it into the retention basin down the block. No one got hurt.
Right.
But after that, I think he'll listen about, you know, when somebody tells you the brakes don't work.
Right, right.
But he was young. But I'm still friends with him. But I converted. It was a hearse originally.
Okay.
I had it hand-painted by Melinda, who did that sign behind you.
Oh, nice.
And big hot dogs on it. Big red light on top.
Right.
Stretcher in the back.
Right.
And I drove it probably for 8 or 10 years every day.
Really?
At a point, my kids wouldn't get in it. My daughter used to get in it. My daughter didn't mind riding it. I used to drive her to Sunday school, nursery school, three days a week. She didn't mind. We did parades with it. And it was great. It held a ton of more than my pickup had held. And then I just got tired of breaking down and it was old. And I wish I had it now because I'd still be driving it every day.
Right. Yeah, that was sweet. I remember that. I was obsessed for a while. Like, that's what I wanted my first car to be, was either like a caddy ambulance or hearse or something like that.
Right. It was a 71. Then I had three cars over Wimmo cars. Then I had another Suburban.
Right.
But I wanted something that I knew was going to start every morning.
Yeah. I got to share something with you because I was just thinking as he's talking.
Sure.
I came here from Connecticut. I was born in New Jersey.
Melbourne,
but I moved to... Here goes my public. It's probably a client. When we lived up in Connecticut, up in Brantford, Connecticut, a friend of mine and his buddy said, "Hey, we're going to go into the hot dog business."
Mm-hmm.
So they went up the road to a town and where there was a Walmart or something, and they opened up a store and they called it Frank Heaven. And I said, "Gee, what a natural!"
Right.
They lasted 6 months because they didn't do anything. Like he's talking about what he does, and he's constantly promoting and doing a great job here.
Right.
They sat back and waited until somebody came through the front door.
Gotcha.
And they went out of business.
Right.
So when I came down here and we discovered the windmill, I said, "Hey, I wouldn't last very long."
And we're not going to last. And we do a lot of charity work. I mean, it's we have gift baskets and, you know.
It's a household name in my house.
Yeah, totally. It is. It's definitely a part of life around here on the Jersey Shore.
I won't mention his name, but he'll know him. One of my close friends, when they buried him, they put his Wimmo T-shirt in the coffin.
Oh, did they really?
You know who, right?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. So how do you feel? We're here at a new location, Ursula Plaza. How's it measure up to your old spot?
Well,
how do you like it so far?
The old spot's easier. I don't have to make a left turn to get here.
Right.
It's true. Citizens always complain.
But this part, this shopping center is active.
Yeah,
I'm sure you found that out.
Yes, right.
And I'm sure you did a little investigating before you moved here.
And I said I don't want to be here.
But we used to come here when this was a Greek restaurant, and we loved it.
Uh-huh.
What happened? Apparently, I'm not sure, but apparently the people must have just retired.
Right.
They didn't go out of business.
Right.
No, they had enough. They had enough.
Yeah.
But this was a great spot. I knew exactly where he was going. So about 2 weeks after he had closed over there, we ran into him. I said, "Steve, we're on our way over to the new place." He says, "Take your time. I don't even know when we're going to open. The chairs are not ordered. The tables, the this, the that." And a friend of mine did some of the work here, too.
Yes, did a great job.
That same guy that we started with in 1984.
No, you're kidding.
Did some work for him.
He did the great cabinets over there.
Nice.
And he had a great cabinet behind you. And eventually he'll put the door in the back.
Eventually. He's not known for speed. He's known for quality.
No, actually, his quality is perfect. But we were short a cabinet.
Right.
2 days later, I had the cabinet.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's...
You know how to bug him.
No, he came in, measured three times. I said,
cut
why?
Once.
And he did a great job.
That's right. Does
and
he
his
work?
His son and my son work together in insurance also.
Oh, do they?
That's cool. So, Aaron, are you guys going to start like a Friday coffee or hot dog meeting?
I've invited my kid here to join.
I'm going
to
stick to my Fridays on the golf course.
Yeah.
They have
and then swing by for cheese fries afterwards.
We could tee you off at one, you know.
He actually has a 30 somethings meeting every. Where's your meeting?
Which one?
He has a standard breakfast meeting with the chamber and some other groups.
Right.
Aaron was the president of Long Branch Chamber for 2 years.
Right.
President of the Young Insurance Brokers of New Jersey for 2 years. So he has a breakfast. What's once a month you meet? At Amy's?
Once a month at Amy's.
Does Toby go there?
No.
I don't think so.
He's lazy.
I know.
I think he's listening. You're listening. You're lazy.
So what do you think of Aaron's work? He's been involved in coming up with some of the design overhaul in here, or the new look.
Now you busted my bubble. I always thought it was
man, not me.
Oh, now I know where the brains of the outfit is.
I would have been open 3 months earlier. Just give me my whiskey barrels and my 2x4.
That's it.
That's right.
All right. So on the floor like the old days.
That's right.
It's a pretty place, though.
I think we got more trouble walking.
All right, we got
right now.
Here we go. Look at the wind blowing.
Watch the wires.
Nick must have decided to run here.
Oh,
how are you?
What's going on, Nick?
So we're sharing some.
How you doing?
Some windmill stories.
Hi,
Nick. Here.
Oh, Joel. Are we online here?
Yeah, we're currently live. Podcasting live.
Why don't you pop in? Joel's going to get lunch and.
All right, so we're going to talk some more windmill stories.
You're with Burr.
Pleasure meeting you.
You too?
A spur or just a shirt?
Joel, thank you for coming in.
My wife runs the spur program.
That's a great program.
Yeah, it is.
We'll talk about it. Yes. In fact.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joel.
You're welcome.
All right, Nick, grab yourself a seat.
Thanks.
That's a handicap riding program.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. What I'd like to do.
Well, I got to meet.
And I'm going to get it to you. Years ago, I bought my wife and my daughter. They ride. I have horses.
Yeah.
This special exercise machine, it looks like a saddle. Okay.
Right.
And all you do is sit on and press the button, and it gives you that motion, which is great for the people that he deals with because the motion helps them.
It's all about the motion and
right.
connection to the animals.
So I'd like to give you that.
Oh, wonderful.
It still has the plastic wrapper on the seat.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I paid a lot of money for it. I thought they were good exercise, just sit there and watch TV. But they never use it. I keep wanting to bring it to a program, but I never got around to it. But I'll get it to you.
All right, cool.
They're a great program, what they do.
Yeah.
You really got it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Talk about what he does.
Well, I have to tell you, I was, with Evan, we were good friends, and Mike and I are lucky enough to work together.
We're best friends.
Best friends. We're close. And when I saw the thing that he was having this at the windmill, I had to invite myself.
Right.
And I'll tell you the funny story is, because I grew up in Asbury Park. And so I ran a place called the Empire Bar, which you may remember. I don't know. But we would come.
I got here in 92. I don't remember that one.
92. Is that when you got here? Okay.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You wouldn't even remember this guy. But there was a good old Asbury guy that was the short order cook in there.
You looking for a job?
Johnny Marin. They called him Reb.
Right.
And he was in there. Always wore dark sunglasses. And he was just this. This was, the things that were coming to my mind as I was driving here. And like a typical Asbury guy, you'd go in and he wasn't there. And where's Johnny? He's on vacation for 1 to 3.
Right, right.
That's right. You know what that means, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So when did you discover the windmill, Nick?
Very, very early. When was it first?
63.
In 63. So in 63, prior to that, you'd go out on the pier.
Right.
To Max's at the end of the pier.
Okay.
We lived in Asbury.
Right.
So in 53 to 62,
right,
you go to Max's.
Right.
Then there was this
the
beautiful
Max's.
Right.
Then there was this beautiful windmill.
Uh-huh.
A mile and a half shorter to get to the old pier.
Right.
With a parking lot.
And and so our stop at 10 years old became the windmill.
Wow.
And then, you know, it was like you'd make pilgrimages to
right.
the windmill.
Right.
And plus, as you know, at 14, 15, 16, West End was, what is that California place out there?
Like Venice Beach?
Yeah, sort of. It was...
South Beachy.
Yeah, it was hippie.
Okay.
It was a very hippie place, and and a lot of fun, and the windmill was the icon.
Right. So was it originally a drive-in, or was there like car service?
I don't think so. No? I just think they had the name
the
windmill.
Name. Okay.
No one's ever. I've tried to get the history.
Right.
But it never. It was just called Windmill Drive-In.
Right.
And you just got it parked and you drove in, I
right.
guess.
Yeah, no, it
you
was.
You probably know that better than me.
Yeah, it was never a drive in.
Right.
You drove up.
Right.
You only had to walk a few steps. That parking lot, which is probably impossible to get into now, was. You could always get
open,
a,
right?
You could
yeah.
always get a space. It was kind of like the parking lot was the neighborhood. That's where you kind of hung out.
Right. So as you got older, was that like a late night like meeting spot? Like your friends would go out and then meet up at the windmill kind of thing?
When you mean older, like late night now to me is 6:30.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. As you know, in 18 through 25,
right.
it was one of your last two stops. You either went there or you you went.
Have a good day.
You went to the coffee house.
Right.
So,
right.
And, you know, I mean, you probably, you know, if you were a regular there, you'd probably see remnants of the Springsteen guys there at
right.
2 in the morning. And
they lived around the corner for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you're still coming back after all these years.
It's, you know, I don't think, you know, you sway a little and you go somewhere else,
right.
And you go, just not that hot dog,
right.
You know.
My father used to tell people that they used to whisper in their ear. They say, "How come the hot dogs are good?" He says, "I put drugs in them."
Yeah, it's funny how you get these allegiances, right? Because I mean, you probably for years had there was probably like. Max's people and Windmill people, right?
Oh, even now there's... Who are the two news broadcasters had an argument in New York? One's a Max guy, one's a Windmill guy.
Oh, really?
They went back and forth
right.
talking about it. You remember the two news broadcasters in New York who argued about Windmill and Max's?
No.
on air.
Right.
Prime time, they were talking about the two hot dog places.
That's pretty
discussing
funny.
Who's the best.
Yeah, they're there's definitely differences. I mean, you know, we used to call Max's dinner and a show because you would go there and you'd order dinner and then you'd have Bobby throwing dishes at Mrs. Max. So, you know,
hollering at everybody.
Oh my God. It was insane.
Really?
It was insane.
That's funny.
You know, and it's funny because, as you know, I've looked into a lot of different franchises and things.
Right.
And Windmill has spread out a little bit. And it didn't really get way out of the area.
No, we tried. We came back in.
And you know what my theory is? They don't deserve the windmill.
Right.
You know? They don't deserve the windmill. Right. It's that we have things in this area that should only be ours.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'd love for him to have 600 stores out there, but some people just, you know, they think they're Jersey Shore, but they're not.
Right.
And this is Jersey Shore.
Yeah. I always thought that would be a good model to take things, you know, because like if I go live in different places for a while, you always think it'd be interesting to bring like a Jersey thing out to these spots. But, you know, I guess you're right. Sometimes people just don't get it.
Well, hot dogs are different everywhere you go.
Right.
So until you get used to the taste, I mean, you go to Chicago.
Right.
I have some guy just came in from Michigan, actually, and he came, first stop was Windmill. He said, I hate the hot dogs out there.
Right.
So I can't wait to come home. We get a lot of people. In fact, stories, a friend of mine was in Italy eating dinner in an Italian restaurant.
Right.
And the owner, he's talking to the owner, and the owner says, where are you from? He says, I'm from Jersey, down by the Jersey Shore. He goes, so the owner of the Italian restaurant in Italy goes, do you know the Windmill?
Yeah, I believe it. Absolutely. Yeah, totally. And it was like, If you said to somebody, oh, yeah, I'm moving to Long Branch, is it near the Windmill?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
One of the first stops of Monmouth College kids, Windmill.
Totally.
Absolutely. So,
yeah, I mean, those are two of my favorite things in the world are local franchises. Windmill and the Lighthouse are like, you know.
Oh, yeah, he does a great job.
Yeah.
And I always have to throw things in like this, but I think you're going to have a big boom. I understand Bernie Sanders said everybody's going to get free cheese fries going forward. Yeah. So
you know, want to know something? Don't do that again, because I was at Woodstock.
Were you really?
I was working the stands at Woodstock.
No kidding.
I was doing hot dogs and hamburgers, and everything was peaceful.
Right.
So somebody on the stage said, free food.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay? Then people came storming up the hill looking for free food.
Wow.
There was only headaches that we had at the food stands.
Right.
Was after somebody said free food.
Yeah, it's a nightmare day. They're supposed to say tip your hot dog guy, you know. That's
yeah. No, it's so free food, and it's
well, it is
a little bit, not a big problem, a little bit of problem.
So are you a cook as well? Like, do you enjoy cooking other things other than what you cook here?
No, I don't do anything. I over the years, I've, you know, somebody said that's a barbecue, can you do this for me? I said yeah, and then it became a headache because, you know what, I've been to some events where I couldn't get hot dogs, or I bought something else.
Right.
I'm a hot dog guy.
Right.
I do hot dogs and fries. You know, if you want something else, bring it, I'll serve it. But I'm not going to your house and trying to cook something for you that I don't you normally do.
I don't know if you have or have
but
you.
But I'll get it if you want it.
Can you consider, have you considered, do you do the food truck kind of routes?
I don't have a food truck.
I saw a trailer, didn't I?
I have a trailer. I have equipment. What I do is I go someplace, and I set up my tent,
right,
and I set up my tables. When you walk in, it looks just like this. I'm not up in the air hiding.
Right.
I'm ground level.
Right, right.
Okay, I got my same fryer, same grill, same charcoal, and I do backyard catering. Now I don't call it backyard. I call it driveway catering.
Right, right.
I don't want to carry the stuff in the back anymore. But
that's really good to know.
I've done a lot of events. You know, we do minimum of 50. We serve for 2.5 hours.
Right.
And it's our food, our service at ground level.
That's cool.
And people, but nowadays, somebody says, I want a food truck. I don't have a food truck. Goodbye. go through the whole thing.
Right.
Oh, you have a food truck? I say, no.
Right.
But you have food,
I have
remote food service.
I do catering.
Which
you put
is
me in an empty field.
Great to know.
And I can serve. I've done empty fields. I got one school in North Jersey up by Forum Park. Every other year they call me for a picnic. They actually take me to an empty field. And I set up in the back of the field in the picnic area. And I'm fine.
That's cool.
This is so good to know. I can tell you that we have the Spur Horse Show next Saturday, which is a big event. We have about 300 people come in, and you would have to think that off-site catering and these food trucks, what we had to go through to get food there was unbelievable.
Was it?
And what could be better than the Windmill?
We did the horse park a few times.
Yeah.
We did a couple of shows down in the horse park.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We were at the horse show at the horse park in September. So that's really good to know.
What happens there, somebody I knew loved the windmill, so she brought me in 2 years in a row to one of the events. And then somebody else took over and brought their friend in, and we were out. So, but I've been in and out of a lot of events.
Right.
You know, we get there, we start, they love us, somebody else takes over, they bring in a friend in. But now with so many trucks out there, I didn't even try to compete with the food trucks.
Right. Yeah, it's become definitely a craze.
Well, mark down the first Saturday in June for next year, because I'd love to have you there.
That would be cool.
And that's breakfast too, right?
Yeah, they do breakfast. Right. And
I'm also an EMT, so my services are always available.
You know, that would be a wonderful thing, because in actuality, we were lucky enough to get a discount on it, but we have the Lincroft First Aid is going to come and keep a truck there for 8 hours.
Right.
You need it. I mean, the last time I was at the horse show, the horse park, so young lady fell off, which is common. That's pretty much why my daughter doesn't ride anymore. I just got pets in the backyard.
Mm.
And I went to help. The guy said, "Where's your ID?" My ID. Okay, you can go help now.
Yeah, no, that's great. We, it's an interesting thing where for these kind of events.
Right.
We would love to have you there next year. That's for sure.
Well, just give me a couple of months' notice, and I'll actually mark an account on the calendar now to hold the date.
I just gave you 13 months' notice.
That's right.
No,
I tell people now, somebody asked me for a donation June 7th. I said, you know what? Call me on the 5th.
Right.
So here's what I'm going to give you. I have it, but if you don't call me on the 5th, I'm not coming on the 7th. You won't get it, because I don't remember.
That's cool.
But we'll mark it down. But this is a great, organization. What they do is...
Yeah. I'm very lucky.
Nick's wife is actually probably more of a saint for putting up with him than the work she does for Spur, but that's a whole other story.
Well, I would have a hard time not agreeing with that.
That's right.
But it's developed into a huge program now. There's about 150 kids through there every week, and three school programs, and now they have veterans. Yeah, we have beautiful
good,
indoor.
Because I know some of them are disappointed. Some group they started.
Right.
The program without an indoor, then it rains, and these kids get disappointed. They come and they can't go out.
Right.
We're actually going to be adding, if the fundraising gets in there, a covered outdoor.
Okay.
So part of the outdoor would be covered as well.
That's cool.
Which is...
a lot cheaper than an indoor, but it serves the purpose, unless there's a big wind or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Well, why don't we relocate? Go over by the hot dogs. We're going to get a quick cooking lesson. And I know Mike and everyone's dying to get a hot dog. So once again, thank you, Steve Levine, The Windmill. Check them out on Instagram at Windmill Hot Dogs, on Facebook at The Windmill Hot Dogs. Nick, thank you for coming in and sharing your story.
Thank you.
Joel, thank you for joining us as well. Aaron, for brokering this whole thing. Thanks very much for putting this together.
LG Insurance.
That's right, LG Insurance, who is also sponsoring tonight's event, the Mullet Cast, live at the House of Independence, 7 o'clock. So we're going to go over, cook some dogs, and we'll be right back at it.